Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are so excited to have you back here for Kerfuffle. The last time you were back here in Buffalo for our Kerfuffle was back in 2016. And it's pretty cool to have you be back here. You've got the whole new album out. Lots happened since then.
Yeah, I remember the last time we played, it was really special to me because the Violent Femmes played.
Yes.
And a band I listened to so much, you know, when I was 13 to 15. So it was incredible to play with them. And it was very shocking that we were playing after them. So I was kind of tripping out on side stage watching this band of my youth, you know, play such a great show and think, wow, I have to follow this. And it actually just pumped me up to you know, give that much more effort and end up being an incredible show.
For this year's lineup, Taking Back Sunday, Robert DeLong, Matt and Kim, have you played with any of these artists before, or are you looking forward to playing with one of these in particular?
I think we played with all of them at some point in the last, you know, several years as this thing continues to go. The great thing about festivals is you meet a bunch of new friends along the way, and it's kind of like this funny rock and roll, you know, summer camp where you get to see people and catch up, ask how they're doing at home, how are their dogs, and so forth and so on. And then, you know, it's really fun, and the competitive juices start flowing, and you want to, you know, be the best act on the stage that day. At least I do. And we always love coming to Buffalo, especially because one of my favorite hardcore bands is from Buffalo by the name of Snapcase. So I want to give a huge shout out to Daryl and the boys from Snapcase while I have you.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we cannot wait to have you back here. And there's been a lot of exciting things going on for you and AWOL Nation. And one of them in particular is that Star Wars, of course, releasing their new film Solo, and it featured Run in the trailer, which is the first time a Star Wars film has ever used modern music for their trailer. They're usually using a score. So how cool is that?
I mean, I don't even know. I was speechless when I heard about it. We were in somewhere in Germany kind of recently when I'd heard rumors that we were up for a Solo trailer. And then I just put it out of my mind because it was too good to be true, of course. And then when I got the call that it was happening, I was just floored. And then when I saw it, it's after Chewbacca introduces himself for the first time to the great Han Solo. So, I mean, I was in tears. It was incredible. I watched the trailer over and over and over, and I still can't believe it.
Well, we think it is so cool, too. And I remember when you were here for Kerfuffle, it was on the Run tour, and you guys had that epic opening, too, at our show. And so we cannot wait to see what you're going to bring to this year's show.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that was really fun. It was a good way to open, and now it's only fitting that we open with Here Come the Runs.
Right, and which I want to talk about the new album. Obviously, this album, you've said in a lot of interviews, it's very guitar-driven. It's a lot different, a little bit of different focus, less electronic. And what made you want to switch gears?
I think, you know, the airwaves have become pretty flooded with a lot of electronic-sounding music, and it's become easier and easier to make that kind of music with technology. And, you know, the art form of craftsmanship and real guitar playing, real drumming, and a raw, you know, soul to music has become more difficult to discover in my travel. So I thought it would be really appropriate to apply those aspects back to the airwaves and hopefully get people excited about playing instruments with their own hands again instead of using a mouse and a keyboard to do so.
Well, it's such a great album from start to finish. And in particular, right now, we refer to our listeners as the Alt Family, and they are loving Handyman. And when I told our, you know, listeners that I would be speaking with you, we got a lot of questions about tracks on the new album, but in particular, Handyman. And Cindy Schmidt, she wants to know, is there a deeper meaning behind Handyman?
Well, that depends on what the meaning is to her, I suppose. So is it deeper than what she thinks it is? You know, I don't know. But
because you do throw that line absolutely. Out there about the government. So
sure, yeah.
It is open for interpretation.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, I kind of said it all, you know, in the song. And, you know, I wrote it at a time where our country and continues to be pretty mad at each other and, you know, our own government. And, you know, it was inevitable that it made its way into one of my songs. But overall, the song's more of a nostalgic, you know, love song and idea of time travel. And if you could go back and, you know, warn a loved one, maybe even yourself, you know, I'm fascinated with time travel, of course, and I would love to be able to do it. And, you know, who would I go warn of times to come or suggest different routes in order to avoid certain speed bumps of life and so forth and so on. So it's a bit of a, you know, I'm certainly not a handyman, actually. You know, my wife is much more handy than I am, and my friends always tease me that I have this song called Handyman because they know that I can't do anything, really. But I am a handyman of emotions through songs, right? So I thought I would, you know, put a clever little play on words together with that.
You know, I think songs on the album, you know, like Passion, Handyman, 7 Sticks of Dynamite, they stand very well on their own. But I do think there's something to be said when you listen to Here Come the Runts from start to finish. It's definitely telling a story. And do you think mm-hmm. people are missing out on that story if they're not listening to the album? Because so many people don't listen to a full record from start to finish anymore.
Of course, but I've sort of grown to accept that there are people who want to listen to the story of a whole album, you know, and there's some people who just don't have the attention span to do so. So I've kind of accepted that. And, you know, I make my albums from front to end for music lovers like your listeners, yourself, and me and my friends, right? But all the while knowing that the chances are most people will just listen to it on a single basis, you know. And that's kind of sad, but the plus of that is there's so much other music out there, and it's a pretty exciting time. I remember when I was a kid having to fall in love with a song and then wait for months for the whole album to come out, or wait for months to even be able to buy the single on cassette tape or CD. And now if you hear it and just get the song instantly, so it's such a great time. But to go full circle, yeah, I absolutely encourage people to listen to any of the records front to end.
Well, and I think after this interview, they're definitely going to want to do that if they haven't already. And I want to know, what are maybe some of your favorite albums to listen to from start to finish? I mean, you talk about so many artists you've been inspired by, and I'm just wondering if you have maybe a couple that you would name off right away.
Yeah, at the top of my head, Radiohead, OK Computer was a really big deal to listen to front to end for me. Any of their records, really, but that was the staple for me. And on a heavier level, Refuse, The Shape of Punk to Come was a great record to listen to front to end. Neil Young, Harvest is incredible. I mean, you could basically take any Beatles album and listen from front to end, especially, you know, albums like Abbey Road, Sgt. Pepper's, and The White Album, Both Sides.
Right,
and,
the classics, of course, yeah.
Well, and also, you know, this isn't a concept album necessarily, but each song is so good. And Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA, or his album Nebraska, is one of my favorites of all time, front to end. And the list kind of goes on and on, really.
Well, you're right after my own heart right there. Love those. And
cool.
So the last time you were here for Kerfuffle was back in 2016. It was during the Run Tour. And I got to say, a lot of talk was happening about your romper that you were wearing. Everybody loved the romper that you were rocking on that tour. It looks like this time around you may be wearing overalls for the Here Come the Runs tour.
Well, I have been. It can be a funny thought process that goes into what you're going to wear on tour, because you want to put your best foot forward, of course. But at the same time, we sweat so much that you basically annihilate your clothes, and it's pretty gross to sweat.
Yeah.
Under, you know, have your pants rubbing against your legs and all that. Something people usually, I'm sure, don't think about. And I was talking to a couple other singer friends of mine about what we wear and what goes into that. You know, and how you wash your clothes after the show. Maybe you want to wear the same thing 2 nights in a row, but it's dirty and drenched in sweat and gross from the night before. So some of it's a bit of survival, and some of it is function and a little bit of fashion, you know. So I do have a good collection of vintage overalls right now that have been circulating. But sometimes just a good old-fashioned T-shirt and decent pants go a long way as well.
I hope you bring the overalls.
I have a plan.
Okay, because
okay.
I bought overall shorts to rock for kerfuffle, so I'm hoping you'll okay. have yours so, you know, we can at least wear them together.
Well, maybe I could turn some of my regular overalls into overall shorts as well.
Well, you could wear the regular ones. You know, we don't have to be the same. I'll have the shorts and you can okay. have the regular ones.
I'm going to steal your thunder.
Exactly, yeah. Back off a little bit. Anyway, and I want to know, you know, for maybe some of our listeners that are coming to the show that haven't seen AWOL Nation before, what can they kind of expect to experience at an AWOL Nation show?
Just a celebration of music with a lot of passion, and not just because we have a song called Passion, but because that's just what happens. A lot of sweat, a lot of fun, and bringing it back as much as I can to a lot of the punk rock and hardcore shows that I loved growing up so much, where people were, there was an interaction between the stage and the people in the audience. I try my best to blend the two together so it doesn't feel like we're up on this gigantic stage and everybody's below us. I'd rather it feel like we're all on the stage together, expressing ourselves the best we can, and the rest is history, and hopefully people want to come back and we'll do you guys a good service.
Oh, I definitely think so, and I think our listeners are totally ready to party with AWOL Nation June 16th for Kerfuffle. We're all really looking forward to seeing you guys again.
We can't wait.
Well, thank you so much, Aaron, for taking the time to chat with us today. I really appreciate it, and we'll see you soon.
All right, I'm counting down the days to the overall shorts.
Awesome. I can't wait.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.